This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Got to admit, it's getting better.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. It's a phrase we're using more and more lately, better than Wall Street expectations. This morning, Citigroup reported a $1.6 billion profit for the first quarter. Now, it came out as an 18-cent per share loss because of costs related to preferred dividends, but the bottom line is a big, troubled American bank just reported its best quarter since early 2007. Of course, investors continue to look at these reputed bank earnings with a very skeptical eye. The other big earnings report this morning, General Electric, saw quarterly profits drop by a third, but again, that topped Wall Street's expectations. Moving to the auto industry now, there may be a new world leader. First quarter numbers suggest Volkswagen may have pulled ahead of Toyota and GM in global sales. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
Volkswagen said it would make it to number one before the end of the next decade. It now looks as if it's done it 9 years early. The data is still rather tentative, and it relates only to the first quarter of this year. But the signs are that VW is selling more cars than anyone else. It's benefited from its powerful presence in China and Brazil. Demand for cars in these emerging markets is still strong. The problem for Toyota is its big exposure to the US. Chris Brady, dean of the BPP Business School.
The US market has really dived, and so we're looking at a 35% depression in that market. And so a market where they're very reliant on has gone down sort of considerably more.
But he says Toyota could regain momentum later this year as it launches 16 new models. Volkswagen might then fall into second place, but he says no one doubts that the German company will stay ahead of General Motors. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Asian markets closed higher today. European stocks are up more than 1% this hour. Yesterday, Wall Street closed at its highest levels in more than 2 months. The Dow added 95 points to 8,125. America's biggest toy maker, Mattel, this morning reported a first quarter loss that fell just short of analyst expectations. Barbie sales down 5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. By DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere, April 24th. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
Google reported some nice profits after the bell yesterday. Quarterly earnings jumped 9%, which again beat Wall Street expectations. And now we learn that one of Google's hot properties, YouTube, is stepping up its game. Yesterday, YouTube announced a deal to bring movies and TV shows to its site. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Got some free time this Friday night? Just bring up YouTube for a back episode of The Beverly Hillbillies.
Do you realize that now you have almost $40 million in my bank?
Well, I reckon that money of mine is getting to be a powerful nuisance to you. What? Well, I'm obliged to you for storing it here, but it seems to me like I ought to be paying you rent or something.
Oh, no. I'm delighted to do it.
The video sharing website owned by Google has launched a new section called Shows. You can watch hundreds of movies and thousands of TV episodes for free. But before you get to Hillbilly Jed Clampett, you'll have to sit through a commercial for Cabot Cheese. YouTube shot to popularity with grainy home videos, but amateur content doesn't command many advertising dollars. The site is expected to lose $500 million this year. So YouTube is partnering with Sony Pictures, CBS, the BBC, and others. Professionally created fare commands a much higher ad rate. YouTube is actually a bit late to the game. Last year, NBC Universal and News Corp launched its own TV and movie site called Hulu. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, the cable network USA is bringing in the audience. USA averaged more than 3.2 million viewers last quarter, more than any other cable network in history. Michael Speier watches the entertainment industry for us in Los Angeles. So, Michael, what is USA doing right?
USA has a couple of shows that are really glomming on to the public infatuation with staying home and watching television right now. Something like Monk, which has been on for a long time, it's still doing strong. New shows like In Plain Sight are doing very well. USA has been one of the top brands in cable television for a very long time. It's the family brand. It's had its ups and downs, but it has a lot of uniqueness to it that a lot of cable stations would really love to have. And there's a certain amount of cable stations like USA that are real brands in the environment. I'm sure the parent company, NBC Universal, wishes that would translate into major viewership for its big flagship, NBC.
Well, yeah, and in fact, NBC and the networks are now starting to unveil their new lineups to their advertisers. What are you expecting?
I do expect that networks are no longer interested in spending a lot of money on big-name talent to come onto the air because they've really ceded that responsibility to cable. Instead, they're going to more shows that are ensemble-based. They don't have to pay the talent as much because they're not names as much, but they can find stars and they can say, look, we don't have the names we used to have, but what we do have is great writing, great ensemble shows that will really, really grow with time. And that's what advertisers are looking for because nowadays the average show gets canceled within a year. They want shows to stay on the air and build a fan base.
What's an example of that? How I Met Your Mother or...
Great example. Something like How I Met Your Mother is a perfect example of, sure, Neil Patrick Harris is a reasonable star on television. He was a name, but he
Doogie
was...
Howser.
Right, exactly. And he was able to get some kind of fan base. But the point is that it had five or six other people that no one at the time a couple of years ago had heard of, and it's grown an audience, and that's really what stuck. Of course, we do see someone like Charlie Sheen have a sitcom, and it's a hit sitcom. Stars aren't verboten, but if you can get a hit show without paying that talent, then you're in good shape.
Entertainment watcher Michael Speier, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
So what's capturing your attention these days? Let us know when you visit us at marketplace.org. And when you're there, see what our online host Scott Jagow is talking about on our Scratchpad blog. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Wall Street futures are mixed this morning. Yesterday, the Dow gained 95 points, closing at 8,125. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.